Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. We are here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2012 edition of it, and it's our fifth year, I think, in a row doing Porkfest. It's just been an absolute blast. Keeps getting better year after year. New vendors, and when I say vendors, there are a bunch of people here that have essentially just set up shop. It's called Agora Alley, and of course, Agora is a Greek word that means basically an open marketplace.
Yeah,
and that's what's going on here. People are selling their wares, perhaps their custom Liberty t-shirts that are designed by the artist himself working the booth, like Dave Dixon from the Keene area is. He's not the only one selling t-shirts, though. I know Ernie Hancock and his crew from Freedom's Phoenix are also repping some shirts, and not only shirts, but also silver. We'll talk with Ernie about that here in a moment. But other highlights include the food.
Oh, yeah.
The food at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I've now eaten over at Mandrick's place, which he's got the pavilion. It's kind of the main location. That's a great place to go to get food anytime. But there's food available across the campground as well. I had some delicious homemade ice cream today. I learned my lesson last year. I didn't get my ice cream until late in the week last year, and they were sold out of like almost everything. Yeah. So I finally got the ice cream early in the week and went to Our Food Your Gullet, which is
back. Those guys are awesome.
Yep, it's back this year, and not only do you get food there, but they're also entertaining. I think he goes out every once in a while and starts up a chainsaw just to, you know, bring people's attention.
There's no chain on the chainsaw.
There's no chain, right. But, you know, he's fun like that. They've got a live DJ, I guess, who's playing tunes right next to. That's something they've added this year. They bought another campsite right next to their old campsite and added live music, essentially, that's being played. So, and I had a delicious, humongous, like taco wrap burrito thing with it was just awesome. It was great.
There's some great food.
So don't miss the food here. You won't miss it if you're walking around the campsites. There's all kinds of different choices for you. Ernie Hancock joins us here on the third microphone, the man behind, or one of the folks behind, freedomsphoenix.com. Of course, we've been talking about Freedom's Phoenix for years on our program because it's a great site to go to, and I think it's an interesting complement site to Free Talk Live because, as I pointed out, at freetalklive.com, you can go and create the content by submitting items to our site, and then other listeners can vote up or down whether they like your content. You get to vote on things as well. So it's more of a user-created news site, a social bookmarking site. Freedom's Phoenix is also a useful news site, but it's one of those news sites where you can submit things to the site, but ultimately there's an editor. There's a human being there deciding, this is good, this is good, this is good, and they put that stuff online. And I think that there's probably more content over at Freedom's Phoenix. You guys have been around, you've been doing it longer. More content on a regular basis than you'll find over at freetalklive.com. It doesn't have the same interactivity to it, but there's you know, something that you guys can do that we just can't do there, and I'm grateful for the site. Thanks for doing it.
Thank you. No, it's a great. I'll tell you, the reason Freedom's Phoenix is the way it is because that's exactly the way I like it. So, you know, I go, yeah, but then I wouldn't be able to do this or I wouldn't be able to do that. And the reason we do this is it's really a site that lets everybody have their say. You know, they have. You want me to get it up here? You ready? Yeah, I need a little more headphone, too. The one reason that I created the site, I was waiting for when there was video. This whole concept of being able to give a libertarian perspective on the news, let them speak, let them say their piece. I just want to give my opinion in the graphic. You know, you have the left, I'll have some guys that are socialists from Chicago. I have some guys never saw anybody, you know, darker than Austrian skin needs to be shipped off somewhere. I have people that, you know, are neocons. I have people that are libertarians and Ron Paul people and so on. I mean, there's so many people that participate. And they go, Ernie, but that's not pure libertarian. I'm going, what's libertarian about is everybody gets to participate. You know, you want to say something about them, go say it in the comments section. Write a letter to the editor. Be your own reporter. Submit your, heck, have your own, even your own special edition. Every single power that I have is given to every single writer. Anybody can do it. They just got to watch the tutorials. And they're like, yeah, but that's like work. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. You're confusing me with someone who cares, you know?
Welcome to activism. It's like work.
So
except you don't get a paycheck for most of it.
Right.
Right. No, and that's one of the things that I knew about the site is by giving that capacity, I would get a lot of content from passionate people that wanted to get the information out.
Mm-hmm.
So the only censoring that goes on, which is really not that much. I mean, I can count five times I've taken a story down over 7 years. And, like, two people I banned because they were just, you know, trolls. And then, a lot of the stuff that's submitted, not everything goes up. But it's usually when you're in an election cycle and it's, you know, it's Obama versus Romney stuff that I'm just not really that interested in. So I don't, you know, that's the only editing that goes on. The other stuff, as long as you're sincere, man, you can be as communist, fascist as you want. It's just that we get to attack it. And we pick the graphic. So when I got Washington Times, De La USA Today, mental propaganda crap, you know, I'm going, well, this is what I think about it in the graphic that I put up. I get 1,000 words before you even get to the headline,
right.
You know. So that's why I do it that way. And then if you really want to know what I think and kind of the inflection I put on different things and what I emphasize, well, then you listen to the show, Declare Your Independence, you know, that we have.
Every morning, 9 to noon, every weekday morning, that is 9 to noon Eastern Time. And you can get to that over at freedomsphoenix.com. All the archives, and you've been doing that show for how many years?
I started in February of 2003. I just sold my family restaurant, and everybody knew we were going to war with Iraq. I mean, here we go. The war drums are beaten. And there was a lot of people that, you know, I'd run for office and different things. He said, we got to get you on the radio. We got to get some libertarian on to just say, hey, you know, not everybody's for this war thing. Heck, even the Libertarian Party is going, well, you know, a little bit, you know.
Hey,
for a
while. Yeah, they certainly were.
And so I'm going, you know, wow, holy crap, somebody's got to be against this war. Well, fortunately, I hooked up later on with Charles Goyette. That was our, you know, he was against the war also as a Clear Channel talk show host.
Didn't he get fired for that at one point?
He didn't get renewed.
Oh,
which is the same thing, you know. So they even moved his show number one in a slot, number one in the afternoon drive. And they put him at late at night in Phoenix, Arizona, put him late at night just so he wouldn't have the audience's ear.
Nice.
And the Hannity's and guys, everything, making fun of him and everything. I'm going, you guys are so evil. You know, come on over to where I was at a state. Get your butt over here. And he came over, and then we started working together. And I was his morning show producer for Air America affiliate in Phoenix.
Mm.
So I tell you, I found to have so much more in common with the left than I did the right.
I tell you, I agree.
I didn't anticipate that. You know, libertarians always thought to be the conservative kind of, you know, that wish they could smoke dope or something, you know. But I was really impressed by the left's real genuine desire. They're the people that are compassionate. They're the ones that want to help.
It's true.
And they're willing to put a gun to somebody's head to do it, but it's because they love you, you know. So as soon as you convince them that, you know, you're not loving me that much, you know, then they're easier to convert.
Yeah.
But the impression that I got was that, you know, as long as we got the law, as long as we got the, you know, the right, the righteous indignation and justification for I got my shiny badge and a gun, well, then, you know, you need to be ruled because I know better than you and you're too stupid, you know. And I'm going, okay, so I can see the kind of difference here, but they're still both the same, two sides of the same coin because they're willing to use force.
Yep.
So if you can point that out.
Show the gun in the room.
Have you talked, I love that saying from Stefan Molyneux. Have you guys got to talk to Larkin this year at all?
I walked by, I said hi to him, invited him on the show.
He's got a new program about how do you get people to, you know, release this demon in their head, you know, that they just don't, they know they're in conflict with their own values supporting this government thing. But how do you do that? So he's kind of working on that. I'm really excited about someone like him coming up with some kind of program like that because that's what they need. They just need to understand they're being bad.
You know, I had an interesting experience today here at Porkfest. They're having auditions for the Soapbox Idol. Now, I don't know if they had auditions last year. The Soapbox Idol is one of the most...
Yes, they did.
Okay. It's one of the most popular things that happens here at Porkfest. It's a nighttime activity, so unfortunately we won't get to see most of it because we're going to be here doing the show, but lots of people will pack the pavilion here at Rogers Campground and watch people give up to three-minute long rants, and one guy got up at the auditions today, and he's an occupier from New Hampshire, and he talked about how he's changed his viewpoint about the Free Staters from being pretty skeptical and concerned about them to realizing, as he puts it in his speech, everyone he knows is a Free Stater, and he's like totally on board now, and it was one of the most heartwarming things that I've seen. I hope he wins because it was great. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is one of the ways you can get interactive with the program, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and you can do it all for free. Oh, just head on over to bbs.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your phone calls. Ernie Hancock still sitting in with us here. Of course, you're welcome to continue with us as we take some calls here at 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Even though we're in the middle of the woods here in northern New Hampshire, we still have the ability to take your calls. So let's do that and talk to Jay, listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Jay, you're in Pennsylvania. What's on your mind?
I got a question for you, sir.
Sure.
About a month or so ago, you had a program on where you were talking about missionaries and how they were bad because they were going to these outlying settlements, et cetera, et cetera, trying to more or less force their beliefs on these people when they weren't wanted.
I wouldn't say that they're forcing any beliefs on them. I would say that people have different perspectives on whether or not what missionaries are doing in other countries are bad things. I think in some aspects they're doing good by helping people get medical care and
roofs over their
heads. I
believe you took the bad position against they are good position.
I was saying there are different viewpoints on this, and I was pointing out that there were different viewpoints being expressed on our program.
Okay.
Yes, I did take the position that I think it's bad for them to to mess with the culture of indigenous tribes and attempt to turn them into, Christian soldiers or whatever it is that they're doing.
Well, and that, on that same perspective, then, what's the difference in what you do when you go to the schools and force yourself there and hand out this literature that you have to these unsuspecting children?
But one thing I would say that is
that in itself
different.
Would be bad. It's the same thing. You're doing the same thing missionaries are doing.
Well, one thing I would say is the difference is that, people are forced to pay for the schools, right? If I'm forced to pay for a school, shouldn't I be able to see at least some effect on the curriculum or something?
No, sir. Not when you believe in the things you believe in. I don't think so. No.
It's only because of your perspective.
Okay, so since I have the perspective I have, would it be legitimate? Because I absolutely wouldn't care what they taught in schools if they didn't demand money from me.
I'm sorry?
If they didn't demand money from me, I wouldn't care what they do in schools. The fact that they're extracting my money, at least 70% of my property taxes go to pay for the local school.
You know, why shouldn't your viewpoint be represented there?
So you believe then there shouldn't be a school?
I think that absolutely there should be schools. But so this is it, right? Like, you can't have a school unless you have government funding. Isn't that ridiculous? I mean, you know that there's lots of private schools out there, and you know that the marketplace provides people with the things that they want and need, and you know when competition occurs, the prices go down, innovation occurs, education would get better, but for some reason you don't want competition in that area.
I didn't say I didn't want competition in that area. I'm saying that
right.
You
didn't believe
you
it could happen.
You have a choice
apparently.
Whether you pay or not.
What's that?
You do. You have a choice to pay taxes?
No, you have to pay your property taxes, or you can rent, and then you'd have to pay property taxes.
Hold on. The building that you're living in has property taxes paid. We call that overhead. Just because
if
the landlord
rent
doesn't
that
pass...
building, though, it's irrelevant. You're not paying it. The property owner's paying it.
Right. But they're using my rental money to pay it.
Well, that man might be using your rental money for anything in the world. It's not necessarily your rental money.
So are you telling me when you buy gasoline?
Once it goes to him, it's his rental money that he's received.
This is the most ludicrous ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
What?
So when I buy gasoline, I'm not paying gas. When I buy gasoline, I'm not paying gas tax because the gas station's paying the gas tax, right?
He dropped off. But that's a great point. These, government agencies are forcing
I'm not paying sales tax when I go to the register. The store is paying the sales tax. I'm just giving them a certain amount of money per dollar. It's nuts.
So 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll free line. So
I don't have to pay property taxes. I can float above the ground.
Yeah, unfortunately, you do have to pay taxes.
You got to get a permit for that.
Yeah, whether you're paying rent or you are the property owner, you are paying the taxes on that property. And if you don't pay, If you don't pay the rent, you're going to get kicked out of the house because the property owner knows that if he doesn't pay the property taxes, he's going to get kicked out of his house. He's going to have it stolen from him. And that's what happens to people that don't pay taxes on their property. Typically, they end up getting their house stolen and they get kicked out into the street. So I think you're right, Mark, that that is a significant difference between what missionaries are doing around the world.
Sure, missionaries are going off someplace that they may or may not have been invited to go. And I think that it's fine that you're bringing food and water and all these things.
I think that's fine.
I'll take the position that missionaries are doing good work, but you know, and I don't think that they're forcing anybody to believe, you know, their
Christianity. I don't think they are either. I just think that the discussion that we'd had previously,
but this is not the same thing. When you demand my money for my school, I don't do this school outreach because I believe that it creates a problem in the community from what I can see. But when you demand money from people in order to support your school, those people have a right to dictate the curriculum. They are your customers, I guess. I mean,
well, in theory, at least.
They're your serfs if you're able to demand money from them. So, to me, I think that there's no correlation at all. You can't come up with a correlation unless you can find a situation where people are being threatened of being thrown out of their homes in order to do business with you. That's the only way you can find a correlation.
Yeah, just to clarify.
The government doesn't do business like any other organization.
No.
They do business
coercion.
We're going to put you in jail, or we're going to take your home if you don't do what we say. We believe that we own your body, and we believe we own your land.
As much as you might not like Walmart and the way they do business, you're not forced to buy their products. So
I'm just talking all over Ernie here.
I don't know, man. When I need to say something, I'll let you know. You're going good.
Of course you will.
But, absolutely. You know, I'm like, you guys saying what I would say, you know, I'd rather listen to you anyway.
Well, what I was saying previously about the missionary thing and my position on it is you're right, Mark. I mean, yeah, helping people is a good thing. Good for that. But your position was essentially that that these missionaries that the native people that they're outreaching to are benefited by all the technology and the kind of the Western world that the missionaries bring to them. And what I was saying was there is a perspective out there that says that is not beneficial because you're taking away their culture and replacing it with a culture that is different. I'm not saying it's inferior. It's just different. Well, and some people could see that as a negative thing, and I think it is.
It's not a usurpation because you're not forced into this new culture.
I understand, but
you know,
it's pretty
tempting. I want to make a comment on that. You know, this is, I have a lot of experience, a lot of, my whole side of my sister's family, my mother's family, all my cousins are Mormon. They have 15 gazillion languages mm-hmm. spoken in 15 kids my uncle had. I mean, we're talking, you know, a Mormon family here. And there's an enormous amount of benefit that they got out of dealing with these other cultures. And the benefit that they got, I'm sure they got to meet, you know, nice people. But, you know, my thing is that if you're an ambassador as opposed to a missionary, it's a different mindset. You're not trying, you're trying to share with them. You're trying to gain knowledge from them. You're trying to add, you know, what they know to what you know and you know to they know. And, you know, and somebody may be right and somebody may be wrong and somebody may, you present something to them. Ambassadorship is not the same thing as this missionary invasion, you know. And you want to be an ambassador for Christ, an ambassador for Allah, ambassador for freedom, be an ambassador. But, you know, it always comes with a sword after it.
I don't want anybody's money. I don't want anybody's obedience. I just want them to understand and be exposed to the ideas of liberty so they can make their own choice about it. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I understand that's going to be coming.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can bring us anything you want, 1-855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're doing the show live on location at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition. Always great to be here amongst hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. We have a selection of them here in the studio with us tonight. And thanks again to everybody for coming in. It's always a pleasure to be able to do the show live here. Even though it's kind of low-tech, we're out in the woods, the internet connection, well, frankly, is terrible, but we've managed to pull it off because, you know, you don't need internet when you've got all kinds of interesting people to talk to, not just here in the studio, but also on the phones. 855-450-FREE allows you to take control of the airwaves.
Speaking of internet, some people have, you know, Wi-Fi connectivity problems at their house. Maybe you've got a big house, you know, maybe you know, you've got two units on your same lot, or whatever reason your computer's got to go a distance to get to your Wi-Fi router. Here's a solution, a great solution we've been using at my house. It's an antenna called the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3, and it's from Seacrane.com. And if you know anything about the Seacrane company, you know that this is, you know, they make only the best products. And you can, when you get this this device, you'll see, man, you can pick up Wi-Fi connectivity for up to a mile. Now, obviously, your situations change for where you are. If you've got hills and trees and things like that, it's going to affect it. But it goes a long way. And I've been using it, and I'm amazed that sometimes I can even see my neighbor's route. Networks. You can go to ccrane.com, pick one up. I highly recommend it. It's well worth it. It is not a cheap device, but it's not a cheap device. So ccrane.com, that's ccrane.com. I highly recommend it. And when you mention Free Talk Live, when you check out over there at ccrane.com, you can get a free flashlight. And everybody needs a flashlight.
Let's continue with you and your calls, and then more guests here from the studio at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012. Bo is on the line, listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Bo.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey,
just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Great. Well, I've been here almost 50 years, and this is the less amount of freedom that I've ever experienced in my lifetime. We are ripe for some Putin, Cuban, Castro-type dictator to take the helm.
Wait a minute. That hasn't been happening in the form of George W. Bush and then Barack Obama?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Bush Doctrine is set the stage and the pathway for all of it to begin with the Patriot Act and Presidential Powers Act and the Homeland Security Department, the biggest bloated bureaucracy of all time.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not a dictator if you get to choose between two dictators, right? Then it's something different somehow.
Oh, yeah, the democratic dictatorship.
Right. Who do you want to rule your life? Here, check a box.
Exactly. Some of the points I wanted to try to make real quick is everywhere you go now, there is a camera in your face. And these cameras, we have no idea who is manning these cameras. What are they doing with the information they are obtaining from them? And the last time I checked, I have not signed any document saying it's okay with me for someone to take my photo.
You did. It's called the social contract, and we all signed it when we were born. Apparently.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and,
it's ridiculous.
The movie stars, they get a little bit hostile when someone paparazzi's their photos and then puts them up on Inquirer or something for sale. But anyway, we don't know what's going on with our photos. And I'm a truck driver, and I see a lot of things going on out here on the interstate highways. A lot of it looks like reconnaissance work from our National Guard type troops.
Really? There's some creepy stuff that's going on the highways, and we've had people call in about just Orwellian camera installations that are relatively new, and of course there's the checkpoints that are being put up that are primarily along the southern border or within 100 miles of it, but there are also some on the northern border. Have you experienced any of that yet?
Well, I haven't seen the checkpoints, but what's going on is it's they're going back to the Gestapo-type treatment of the public. Whenever you pull into one of these DOT scales, which is run by the feds, or basically through Homeland Security, have taken over all of our police departments and National Guard. Even if your weight is okay on your vehicle, you don't have any equipment problems, no headlights out, no lights out, they'll do the pop out on you and go, "The papers, please. The papers."
Yep. They sure will. That's sick.
If everything is fine, you've not committed any act of no criminal acts or anything. The goal, I believe, with it all is to criminalize the public.
Well, absolutely, and make you feel like you're always under suspicion, that you're being treated as a criminal, even though you haven't been convicted, you're not even suspected of anything. It's just wholesale aggression against absolutely everybody who comes through their purview, and it's sick. And as a professional driver, you know this more so than anybody else. I mean, you're the one that has to deal with the way stations and more checkpoints than the average driver. They really put the screws to you guys, and thank goodness that you deal with it, because without you guys, we wouldn't have
everything.
A functioning society.
Everything.
Exactly. If you look at, too, the goal with the criminalization of the public, it's coming a little bit. Everything kind of gets clearer as we go along, but the goal is to selectively, when they find you in violation of one of these laws, rules, regulations, ordinances, then they can selectively criminalize you based on your resistance to the force or to the control.
Oh, yeah, you're domestic terrorist if you actually say something about your rights or the Constitution or anything like that. Bo, I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks for keeping America moving.
Yeah, thanks for your service. Yep, 855-453. That's your line, Mark, and I think it's great. It's so appropriate for these guys.
Really?
They're serving the country.
They give up a lot in order to give us what we need. I mean,
like a home.
yeah, a lot.
So,
thanks God for the long-distance truck driver.
You know, it's interesting that he just happened to call because we've got another guest here in the studio with us on the third mic, and it's Shelton from the 4409 YouTube channel, relatively popular channel in the YouTube realm of Liberty channels. And you actually just had a checkpoint experience, not your first checkpoint experience, but I think the freshest video that I've seen on your channel is of
you. It's the freshest video, but I've had that one for a while.
Oh, you've been holding it back?
Well, it just takes a long time to do them all.
But you're no stranger to these checkpoints.
No.
I mean, not only that, did you go through one? Where was this one that you just
posted? This was on the
posted?
Interstate 8.
Is that in Arizona?
Yeah, same checkpoint.
So, I mean, you guys are there, is within the 100-mile border region?
That's all a misnomer and a perception thing. The Constitution just magically doesn't disappear within 100 miles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the... But that's the perception. If they could put that perception out there and enough people believe it, then it becomes truth.
Sure.
And that's what's so sick about it is that people start to believe it. And that was conjured up by the ACLU. They put out this propaganda video. Yeah, this map and all that. That was by the ACLU.
Where they drew, you know, basically a line 100 miles in and said this is the Constitution free zone. It was a purpose.
But they were arguing, saying, hey, well, this is bullish. This shouldn't happen. But they were actually promoting it while they were denouncing it.
I see where you're coming from on that. Are you saying that you've seen checkpoints outside of the 100-mile
zone? Oh, easy, yeah. I've had a lot of, people email me all the time daily about different stops they had in Utah and Iowa. I'm the guy. Iowa? Seriously? Seriously in Iowa? You have a border checkpoint in Iowa?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
I don't think it's within 1,000 miles of the border.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, that's news. That's interesting that you bring that news up because we've been parroting this 100-mile
thing. Well, actually, it wasn't Iowa. It was Idaho. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Either
way.
I'm sorry.
I confuse them, too.
Okay.
one of the I states. And but we've been parroting this 100-mile border thing for a few years on the show. And now you're saying, there's no limit. These guys will put a checkpoint anywhere.
And it's ludicrous. It would be ludicrous. Anyway, if that were the truth, that there was this 100-mile zone that they check harder for immigrants, then, well, heck, the immigrants will just move more than 100 miles in.
Now, you troll these guys. I want to bring you back here. Can you stick with us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
More with Shelton from the 4409 YouTube channel. We'll check back with him here in moments, talk about some of his adventures, including the fruit Nazi. I thought that guy was those videos were particularly entertaining. We'll explain that here in a moment. 855-453 allows you to get on the air here. Maybe you've got a question for Shelton from 4409. You can do that. This is Free Talk Live.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pumps.
pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk foods. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Plenty of ways to get interactive with this program and the other listeners there. In fact, the whole site is free, but maybe you want to support Free Talk Live. Maybe you like the fact that we give you the archives and the bulletin board system and everything you find there, but you want to help us out. You can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to Amazon, not just to Amazon US, but also Amazon UK and Amazon Canada. Get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff that you're looking for. Get it delivered to your door and get a great deal. It's Amazon, same Amazon you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link. So Free Talk Live essentially gets credit for the purchase. So they're sending us a portion of their regular profits that they make. So Free Talk Live gets a cut when you start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. We're here live at the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival, and all week long we'll be bringing you various different guests and the guests that we've had on previously and some we've never talked to before, random people that are just here in the studio that want to come up and chat on the air. And, of course, we'll continue to take your phone calls if you make them at 855-450-FREE. We just left off a conversation with Shelton from 4409, and if you've been around the Liberty Movement for a little while, you probably heard of his YouTube channel. I don't know if you're the number one channel out there, but you certainly have some pretty serious market penetration, Shelton. A lot of people know those numbers, 4409. Yeah. Maybe they probably know 4409 more so than your name. I don't think your name comes up very often.
It's necessarily not really about me, but
what is it about?
Yeah, what is 4409 about? I mean, people have to see these numbers.
Maybe it's winning. Somebody said the other day, just tell them it's about winning or something. You know, I tease people. I say it's my lock to my grandma's you know, back garage. That's what it is. But everybody's always asking me about it.
I've tried turning it over and looking at it from, you know, reading it backwards.
Maybe it's some Illuminati sign.
I have no idea.
Yeah, so what was the inspiration for the channel? Where did it come from?
You know what's funny? You know, and I was going to talk about this Wednesday, is, you know, people don't understand the power of a sign. And signage is huge. Yeah, because you get to make your decision on what it means right there, and there's nobody, like, coaxing you and saying, hey, this is what it means to you, mm-hmm. and you better think this way. When you see a sign, that's what it is, and you take in what it was. Well, back in 07, of all people, Ernest Hancock, mm-hmm. You know, he made this Ron Paul Revolution logo, and I'm driving
the one
down,
with the love backwards?
Yeah, with the love backwards. And I'm driving down the 101, or down the Camelback, which is in Arizona. It's a main out there, so I'm driving down there and I see this sign, and I go, wow, somebody thinks like I do. You know, it almost kind of gave you chills. It gives you like goosebumps. It's like, oh, these people think like I do.
Huh, I'm not alone.
I don't know who it is.
Right. To take the words revolution and then pull the love out of it in that way, I was really, you know, it was moving for me too.
Yeah, it was just the way that, wow, these people, you could tell it wasn't no corporate jig. It was somebody that put a sign up, and it was Ron Paul. I knew who Ron Paul was, and it was somebody inspired enough to do it.
Yeah.
And I seen it. I said, wow. And I turned around, and I drove back, and I came back through again. I said, wow. So what inspired me that? Then I went and Googled Ron Paul's name. Guess what comes up? A meetup group in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Guess who's running around on the meetup group?
Ernie Hancock.
Yeah, Ernest Hancock.
It's a dynamo.
Yeah,
well, one activist inspires another activist, inspires another
activist.
Exactly.
So it really isn't about, Ernie doesn't make it always about Ernie.
Mm.
It's always about, like, you know, maybe Freedom Speaks or something, but you go there and you experience stuff and you get excited about doing something. So that's what the whole 44-9 thing was. It wasn't about showing my face and have my face all over the page, right. And then, you know, it'd be about me. It's about, you know, if they get inspired to say the number, and that's what says, oh, it's 44-9, I feel a part of that, whatever it is, that's what it was really about. It wasn't about promoting me at all.
Tell me about the Fruit Nazi. It was one of the more entertaining videos that I've seen recently on 44-9. It was the most petty bureaucrat that you can possibly imagine, and it almost felt like you were picking on him because he seemed a little slow. But
somebody, they actually... Yeah, it came across like that to a lot of people when I was...
But it just was a random thing. I mean, he was just a bureaucrat doing his job, and you're just doing your job as an activist standing up to him. But what was happening? California has these fruit inspection checkpoints, basically,
yeah, they're under the guise of the fruit inspection. That's why I was telling that guy, he made a lot of interesting points to the last caller.
The trucker, yeah.
Yeah, the trucker. And he's under a commercial code, which if he has a commercial license, he's licensed to do business. And the Supreme Court said, you know, if you're out to do business like that, then you have a commercial license, then you can be stopped. And because you're not a traveling, you know, person, you're not even actually a person, traveling human.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out conducting business with the state.
So we have the right to screw you harder.
Well,
basically.
They claim that they have a right to stop you, and you could say, okay, I understand that. Something, you know, if you want to be a statist. But I'm saying that a regular Joe Blow driving to California gets stopped and they want to inspect your car for fruit. I mean, get out of town. The whole law was written to stop commercial vehicles.
But they're stopping everyone?
They used it under the guise to stop everybody, but it really was all for commercial vehicles.
And so you guys are going through in an RV.
In an RV, yeah.
You get stopped, and this guy wants to come in.
Full of pineapples.
He wanted to see if we had bananas on their bed, dude.
He wanted to come in
and
raid your fridge.
He actually said he wanted to get my fridge. And I said, no, you're not going to do it.
And you guys went back and forth for quite a while.
An hour. And they sent...
He comes out with this huge book of regulations.
Yeah,
you're like,
pirates
the
out. They sent sheriff's department. They sent everybody.
He said, I just want to see the law. And so he actually does come out with this humongous, like, book of page after page.
Yeah, it was something out of, like, you couldn't even written it. It was like just this binder. It's like 6 inches thick.
Yeah.
And he starts fumbling through all the what about 2865-4A? I'm like going, all right, well, let me see it. And so I'm reading it. It's like, this doesn't apply to me. And so he just kept on and on because that's how they're trained.
So what, now how did you actually end up getting out of this situation? You didn't let him on, right?
I told him he wasn't getting on the vehicle, period. And he says, well, you're going to get rejected and you're going to go back to Arizona. I was like, under what authority do you, sitting at a fruit stand, or whatever the hell you want to call it,
Fruit enforcer.
What authority do you have from these people that says you can run amok on this truck? I said, go get a warrant, and you could run around here, jump on the bed, do flips. You know, do whatever you want in this RV if you go get a warrant. The point is, they couldn't get a warrant.
Of course.
Because it's just a joke. The whole checkpoint's a joke.
I wonder if they had a dog, the fruit train dog alert on the vehicle.
Now that would be hilarious.
They could then search the vehicle for fruit.
I sniff peaches. The dog alerted to peaches. It is
that ridiculous.
They have some great nectarines out there.
It is that ridiculous.
It wouldn't surprise me. And how many times? I mean, you might be the first person to have ever refused one of these checkpoints. Obviously, they go through a lot of cars every single day. But
probably not the first one, but it's probably been...
It probably hardly ever happens. I mean, you had to spend an hour just sitting there on the side of the road.
I don't think it happens very often. I don't think people challenge them very often. So.
The guy was clearly dumbfounded, right?
Oh, yeah, he never experienced it. It was certainly his first time.
Who? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he really had somebody that adamant about not doing it. Usually, they can coax you into it, and usually... You'll give in after about 20 minutes.
Right. Most people aren't willing to put an hour into doing a refusal at a checkpoint, but you did it.
I was willing to go all the way. I mean, I was asking the sheriff, are you seriously going to coax me all the way back to Arizona? I really want you to. And you know what? It'd have been funny. I would have got video of that. I would have been out the rear window
running around,
taping this cop following me all the way back to Arizona. I mean, it would have been. I mean, I had to go to San Diego, but it was just. I couldn't do it. I just told him. I said, dude, I can't do it.
And
can't,
you know,
let you on here.
It's actions like that that inspire others. When people see that happening and they see it over at your YouTube channel, 4409, they say, wow, that was, you know, he did that. Wow, he actually got through a checkpoint without giving up his rights. It took some time, but he did it. And it made for a hell of an entertaining video.
Yeah,
but
you don't get brutal. You don't have to get forceful with them because we, as on our side, is. Free Talk Radio and all these people, we have this, our hearts are right. We have honesty and truth, and we can stand our ground where we're at because we know we're right in our heart. We feel it. You know, I can just sit there and stand there and just, I know where I stand because I stand in the right position. And they can be Nazi and do all they want.
And we're going to show it to the world.
Right.
Via YouTube and online, freetalklive.com, on the air. And once again, 4409 is the YouTube channel.
Yes.
Shelton, thanks for stopping in and talking
with
us. I know you ran over here to get here tonight, so really appreciate
you so
that.
Much, man.
Hey, we have Mike on, just called in at the very end of the show. Call us tomorrow night, Mike. We'll be happy to get you on right at the top of the program. Out of time for this evening. Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at seacrane.com, CCRANE.com. Introduce